Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on November 11th, 2016. And, of course, this is a very special day. Happy Veterans Day to all who have served, all who have paid the ultimate price, and those that continue to serve, those young people in our community. If you see a veteran, ask first before you hug. But thank them for their service. Please do that.
Randomly going around hugging people.
That's right.
That's dangerous.
But we love our vet. They're trained to kill, so be careful. We love our veterans. We are here in the South Bay, and boy, do we have a lot to be thankful for. Living, loving, laughing, and leaving a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And it's a beautiful place to do that in this free country.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry. And you can find out all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Very, very good. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Yes, happy Veterans Day to you. There are all sorts of terrific events happening around the South Bay today and over the weekend.
Yes.
And there's one in particular that I think is wonderful. I don't know that I've ever heard about this before, but there is something called Visit with a Veteran.
Okay.
It was in my weekend guide that came out yesterday. It's hosted by the Torrance Historical Society and Museum. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, November 13th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Historical Society and Museum in Torrance, people will have an opportunity to sit and visit with veterans that served in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Ooh.
So if you would like to stop by, I think it's going to be a lovely afternoon over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
It's always nice. We don't do enough of that. When I was a videographer many, many years ago, I was privileged to be a part of the Veterans History Project.
Yes, yes.
Which is an ongoing project among independent videographers across the country to just record the stories of a few vets in your local community, and then submit them to this program. And it's a process that eventually is housing all of these stories at the Smithsonian Institute and collecting these stories. And they're going to be curating them and collecting them and so forth. So it's a very worthy project.
It is, you know, that generation, the World War II, the greatest generation, that generation.
Right.
My parents were part of that generation, and they didn't talk the way we do today. You know, they kept things to themselves. They didn't go around bragging or telling people, you know, stories from war and stuff. They were different. They were a different generation. A lot more stoic than a lot of the later ones. But it's good to get that stuff down, especially on videotape, because you know, as we all know, there are no more people from World War One.
Right.
And it will be that way very soon for World War Two.
Right. Very, very few people. I think there's still a few, but they're very few from World War One.
Well, no, the last World War One vet died several years ago.
Here in the U.S., maybe, yes.
But yes. Oh, okay. You're talking about
there's some old people in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some old people in the world.
It's good to get it documented, you know, for these generations, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, of course, Jackie, there's an elephant in the room, and I'm sorry, it's not an elephant, it's a huge donkey. That's the mascot for the Republicans, right? We just had an election on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a huge, huge week. It's been momentous, lots of changes, and I have to say, Jackie, lifelong Democrat, I posted and got some pushback from people I've known since I was 10 years old, lifelong Democrat in Chicago. But, you know, what I said was the phrase drain the swamp is starting to sound pretty sweet to me. The idea that Donald Trump could go to Washington and accomplish half of his bluster and his bellicose, you know, nature. He's a larger than life figure. But if he just accomplishes half of what he thinks he can, the country might be very much better off.
Well, Facebook, I've been reading Facebook posts for the last couple of days very closely. And I, you know, I did the same thing. I posted something yesterday that started a storm. All right.
Yeah.
People are very emotional and passionate and vocal about what's going on these days.
Right.
It's interesting, but I'll tell you something. I was hearing last night that protesters were blocking freeway ramps or the freeway over by, I think it was the 10 over by UCLA or something. I got to tell you something. If I was somebody coming home from work, mm-hmm. and there were people blocking the freeway, you know, getting in the way of me getting home after a hard day of work, I would be very angry. that is not a smart thing to do.
Now, you know, just for a moment, we're going to have a little host chat. I want to bring in Idris Alabudi. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning,
Jeff. Good morning, Idris.
Good morning, Joe.
We've had you on the show before. Many people know that you are with the Parks and Rec Department of Manhattan Beach and have served that community so well for so many years.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about what happened on Tuesday?
Well, most important thing is that you know, we live in a democracy, a Republican democracy. The people have spoken. We might not agree about everything that is said or how it was said or why it was said, etc. I take our leadership at face value. This is very, very important. An example to the world, you know, the United States of America is not only about just the president of the United States, et cetera, but those who represent us at the high office definitely should be respected. And also with rights comes responsibilities of it. So I take the leadership at its face value, regardless we have a new elected president. And when Senator Hillary Clinton made her statement, she was very, very clear. For those who support Hillary, support the Democratic Party, etc., take your leadership at face value. Heed their advice. This is a time to definitely unite, etc. On the other side, of course, we want to say that this is an argument within our family. This is our family. This is not another country. We all love the same place that we live, our neighbors, etc. Within our family, might disagree or agree, etc. In regards to behaviors, in regards to enunciation, pronunciations, and in regards to, etc. But we have to cross that divide. So it's about not only truth and reconciliation. It's about moving forward. There are two very, very powerful mind muscles. One of them is memory, and the other one is imagination. Memory only informs you of what you've been through. But the most powerful mind muscle is imagination, is innovation, is possibility. And that's what we're talking about, is how do we take what we just went through and make it, build on it, and say, what did we learn from it? Did we sharpen our saw? Did we understand our political system more? Do we understand that our vote does matter? That it's not every 4 years that we are get involved in the politics of our nation? That we are involved in the politics of our nation day in, day out? That we are truly holding to account our elected officials day in and day out, not wait for 4 years and say, well, I'm going to have a chance at that time. We build this democracy a day at a time, an action at a time, and we have to have, you know, total engagement. We need to be engaged in this wonderful, wonderful promise that keeps on delivering, which is the United States of America, a country that I love a lot. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I will say something. My ancestry here in the United States goes back to 1626.
Wow.
And I know that you are, you know, you, when you talk, Joe, about Chicago, when you're in Chicago and you see some of those beautiful buildings that say on them Morrison Son. In fact, those buildings, a lot of them were built by my grandfather and great-grandfather and great family, which were Morrises. So the Morrises came to the United States, and everybody knows the history of the Morrises and why my mother is a daughter of the American Revolution, etc. They came, at least the record of my family goes back to 1626.
Wow.
In fact, my mother grew up in Park Ridge, Illinois, which is, as you know,
I know it well.
Yes, of Hillary, etc. Both of my elder brothers were born in Evanston, Illinois.
I lived in Evanston.
My name might sound to some very, very Arabic. In fact, the fact of the matter, it's most popular in Wales, Idris. So we are. If I look at myself, I look at myself as a typical American. I am mixed. I am mixed with all kinds of ideas. We have the habit of civilization inside of us. We all, for some reason or another, are here. And that reason, I think, has a lot to do with the idea of liberty and freedom. One of them is a mental condition, and the other one is a physical condition. So let's work on our imagination. Let's imagine us, the better side of us. Let's reach out to each other and say, I don't see you, but I look inside of you and I see the good in you, and that's what I want to work. And you must see the good in me, and we need to work together in order to make it better. Our children are watching. Everybody's watching, and generations are watching, and the world is watching, and we need to be responsible to the great, great task that we have day in and day out, as I said, of building this wonderful, wonderful country. Start it with your neighbor. Start it with the person that lives next door to you. Start at the grocery. Start it every day. Know that you are living in a wonderful society that has possibilities that are endless, and then from that we can build. So regardless of what happened, I have hope. because hope springs eternal, especially here with the mindset that we are in America, you know, the city on the hill.
Joe, well, we have the voice of reason on the show this morning.
Jackie, we should have called Idris the first.
I know. We should have called him Wednesday
and said, yeah, we have an election, Idris. We need you to come on and help guide the populace to a better understanding of this. I have to tell you, Idris, I voted for Hillary. Yeah. Lifelong Democrat from what we call in Chicago the capital of Black America. But I have to tell you, if Donald Trump somehow through the Republican Congress, the Republican Senate, gets empowerment zones in the top, the worst, let's say, the least, the most economically challenged zip codes in the country, 1,000, there's a lot of stories about the top 1,000 or the bottom 1,000, however you want to think about it,
yeah,
where businesses move in and employ people and they get tax abatement for many years,
yes,
I think there will be an explosion in the, yes, Democratic Party. The Democratic Party will implode because I know Black America will say, hallelujah, the time has come. And Idris?
You know, this is not about party. It's about progress.
Absolutely.
We take positions around the table. We don't want a bigger a bigger pizza. We want a bigger slice of the pizza. And we is not about me.
Mm.
It's about we. Is about us. All of us. We're all in this together. This is the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, and the earth that gives us an abundance.
Mm.
And we are inhabitants of this corner of the world. And everybody in the world looks at the United States of America because of its powerful economy, because of its innovation, because of its history of engagement in some of the most difficult times of our nation. Jackie was talking about, and our nation and the world. Jackie was talking about, you know, the great generation.
Right.
You know, my Uncle Bill, William Morris, served in that conflict, World War, and he was stationed in Hawaii.
Hmm.
And and I write about this a lot, actually, because he's one of my heroes, even before I met him. And that's the way that my mother used to talk about him and how he used to come back to home on leave, and they would go to the dances and do that, etc. And then I got to meet him as a child and then as a young man. And that's a generation, if you can say, it's about not me, it's about we. And if you ask every veteran to a person, and I have, because I'm involved in these kind of issues, and you ask them to a person, and they're fighting not only for their country, they're fighting for what they believe, and they're fighting for the person that's next to them, and they're fighting for their family, and they're fighting for what they truly want. They're willing to lay down their life for what their beliefs are. And those people that are home, everybody supporting them, their families, the industry, the country, et cetera, that's what we believe in. And that's, you know, it's conflict a lot of time, you know, brings in new ideas, not only, but ideas of how can we really avoid the next time around. And if we are condemned to repeat things, as the people might say, you know, history repeats itself, is because we repeat ourselves. And we did not learn the lesson from the memory that I talked about and the imagination. The memory informs us of what we have been through. Why? Why did we fall in these holes? What happened and why, etc. And the next one is, what are we going to do about it? So what? Okay, what it is, okay? And what if? And what's going to happen in the future? So what? So what are we going to do about it? This is what confronts us every day. What are we going to be doing about it? And that's where the powerful mindset comes in, in order to find solutions with your neighbors, with everybody else. So I'm very, very hopeful in regards to this election. And yes, as I started saying, you know, it's not about party.
Right.
It's about progress. It's about progress. It's about, you know, moving forward. There's a reason why people voted the way that they did. And a lot of it has it. There's true issues in our country that need resolution. And we will move forward.
Great.
Well, speaking of moving forward, we have a lot of great stuff to talk about today, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
It's the holidays, Jackie.
That's right. It's officially the holidays.
Yes.
Let me tell everybody who we've been speaking with here, okay?
Who is this guy? Who is that man?
Our guest this morning is Idris Al Aboudi, Recreation Manager for Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec. A nationally and internationally recognized recreation and parks professional and public speaker, Idris is a highly motivated, energetic, passionate leader with vision and a pragmatic approach to recreation issues and needs. He has developed programs that deliver quality recreation services in a cost-efficient manner and is committed to enhancing and preserving a high quality of life through a wide variety of leisure, cultural, and community services in well-maintained facilities. Idris has 33 years of experience in administrative and supervisory capacity. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Recreation and Administration and is a graduate of the NRPA Pacific Marketing and Revenue Sources Management School. And, Joe, as we know, Idris recently celebrated his 30th anniversary at Parks and Rec. So this morning, we're going to learn about all of the holiday events taking place in Manhattan Beach this season, along with some other stuff. Welcome back to the program, Idris. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you very, very much, Jackie. Joe, thank you so much for a wonderful welcome. And it's great to be here once more to talk about parks and recreation, making life better.
Making life better. And it is the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec Department, Idris, is an example to the rest of the community. We have some wonderful administrations here in the South Bay, Torrance, Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, certainly El Segundo, but Manhattan certainly sets a bar. Tell us about the commitment that I know you get directly from the City Council and from the residents, obviously, but tell us about the commitment that you get from the City Council for Parks and Rec.
Throughout the year that I've been here in the city of Manhattan Beach, and that's why I stayed here in the city of Manhattan Beach, is because it's really a community of people that really value quality of life issues and understand the true value of parks and recreation and how it makes our life better. And the city council not only gets it as far as, you know, the slogan and the logos, et cetera, but actually in a very, very pragmatic approach to it, support it by budget, support it in building, create partnerships with our school district, with other organizations, work very diligently and hard in order for us to have wonderful relationships, let's say, with the Beach City's health district, because health is a very, very big part and component of parks and recreation. You know, the whole idea, you know, of our brand promise is, you know, the providing the access to the serenity and inspiration of nature. So that takes a whole community that values nature, that values the importance of nature. And it's not only that the city and city staff, but we have wonderful organizations such as Voice that participate in it. We have, you know, those that are concerned about, you know, Surfrider organization in regards to, you know, the quality of the water out there and all. So we have many people that participate with it and collaborate. If we're talking about outdoor space to play and exercise and fitness, I mean, people really value our parks and our open spaces for to play, to
right.
exercise, multi-generational plays, and then you positive spaces and places that people can go to. You know, if you are an elderly person and you feel that, you know, you are, let's say, an empty nester, etc., all you got to do is go down to the Joslyn Community Center, where you have a vibrant, very, very engaging, on every level, older adult program. If you are in the arts, we have cultural arts programs that are just fantastic and vibrant, with concerts in the park, with ceramics. You can learn skills in the arts, from drawing and painting. And then there's exhibitions you can go and see. And so you're saying to yourself, wow. So our leadership here not only gets it, but supports it, right, with the dollars, and it supports it with that. And then we have wonderful partners of the businesses here in the city of Manhattan Beach, the communities, the schools. So it takes a whole community to make life better and to make the Parks and Recreation Department a very, very strong department. We count on the community to tell us what we're doing well, but also to tell us what can we do more? What are you interested in? So it's engagement.
Not only is the Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec Department, obviously, we're going to talk about the events themselves that are coming up that people enjoy year after year after year. But there is a synergy. You talked about voice. You talked about the city's commitment in terms of financial resources.
Oh, yeah.
That's certainly important. But there's a secret sauce, Idris. There's something. There's a secret sauce, and it's a secret, and you don't want to give it away. But how can another community that has a less robust, less dynamic Parks and Rec Department, what do they focus on? What are the top three things that they should focus on to increase that dynamism in their own Parks and Rec Department?
Very, very important. And this is, the type of work that I do, whether I'm doing keynote or working with the NRPA. I just did commission session for the NRPA in St. Louis, which is about innovation that addresses this question and change, etc. It really comes down to a mindset of those individuals who are working in this business that is parks and recreation, and those people who are supporting it. Is it worth it? Is it something that you are truly passionate about, and pragmatically that you're really doing something about it? Are you truly engaged within the process? One of the things that we find is if you can say a weakness, I won't say a failure. I say a weakness or an opportunity. With every community and every time we do a program, et cetera, there's something that's called a SWOT. And that is a way that we look at things. And it's an acronym. There's strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and the last two T's are threats and trends. Mm. And one of the things that's very, very important, extremely important, is that you're not looking for customers for your product, that you're actually creating product for your customers.
Okay.
So you're anticipating.
Okay, let's break these down one at a time. Yeah. Now, this one it may be the training and the discipline that you follow as a Parks and Rec Department professional may not only be important to
develop
you
from
as
experience also.
Okay, as a public servant, it might be important to people in business. You're
of
not
course.
Creating a service. Go through that. What was that? Not creating a service. You're creating product.
You're not looking for customers for your product.
Okay.
You're looking for products for your customers. So it's a matter of let's say, if we're looking at agriculture. Okay, just very, very, and I talk to different groups, by the way, about different things for different reasons, whether it's a film festival or a veterans group or, one of the things that's very important, let's say we're talking agriculture. Well, let's say pomegranates existed in the United States for years. And years and years and years. And there's certain a section of the community that understands its value, that understands that, et cetera. So it's not about marketing it as far as a new product. So it's not a matter of, you know, what's in, new and improved, and what is that, old and lousy? No. You're talking about the value of this item to bring to the table. So then you bring this product to your customer, and you start talking to them about the fact of that this product, what it does, has in it antioxidants, it has this, etc., the food value. And I'm not a scientist in when it comes to that. I'm just giving an analogy. And from this analogy, you can say, it's not about marketing, it's what is the value of parks and recreation to your community? And you're talking about the value of strengthening community image and sense of place. Really? Well, come out to the events and see everybody here in the city of Manhattan Beach coming out. And let's say even today, Veterans Day, you'll see different ages, you'll see different people, different. Or you come out to the fireworks, or you come to the crafts night, or, you know, previously we had the pumpkin race. The walk had 12,000 people, the Skechers Walk, show up. It made 1,600,000 people raised revenue.
Wow.
From walking to peer to peer. Now, is that strengthening community image and sense of place? Are you proud of your community? Does it support economic development? When Dr. Keith Fulthorpe of Long Beach did a study in regards to how much money do people spend when they come to our event. He did a study that's about the hometown fair. Does the hometown fair indicate? Does it create a sense of place? These are being published papers, in fact. So you look at does it support economic safety and security? You know, when we talk about safety and security, is it true that the hours of juvenile crime in the United States, okay, is between 2 to 6 o'clock, etc., when the kids leave school and nobody's watching them? Do our playground programs actually strengthen safety and security? Do our teen center actually? Yes, of course. Not because I say so, because the chief of police in California say so in their studies and their meetings year after year, where, you know, they say that we fight crime, et cetera, and that we are constructive engagement. Do we promote health and wellness? Well, look at the thousands of people who are taking yoga, who are doing all these. Foster human development, increase cultural unity. Come out to our concerts in the park. Come out to our wonderful events and see how we increase cultural unity. And not only, you know, we're talking about, you know, different economic stratas, different ages, different creeds, everybody's come to enjoy something together. The language of music that everybody understands. It starts with the beat of your heart, the rhythm that you're in. Do we protect environmental resources? Of course we do. Look at what we're doing when it comes to Earth Day. Look at the clean up your community and take pride in your parks. Look at the ethic that we are teaching in our teen center garden, where we grow our own vegetables and fruits and cook them, etc. See? Facilitate community problem solving. Yes, we're involved in the community. We engage the community in problem solving when it comes to issues that occur in the community. So if you're feeling lonely, if you're not engaged, etc., we're the place to be. We are the place for health, happiness, and harmony. Those are the three H's. Very, very important. We provide recreational experience. Come and laugh. Enjoy yourself. Meet new friends. Learn new skills. Test yourself. You know, this is the whole every intelligent life place. So if the workers or the people who are engaged in this in other communities look at the value and talk about the value, but then implement the value. Bring these products to their communities that bring people together, that make people, then you'll have a community that is engaged, that protects. God bless him, Charlie Sakely. He's one of my heroes and a mentor to me. And a lot of people, you know, don't know, but Charlie also has a Middle Eastern or from the Arab world background. In fact, both his parents are from Syria. So when Charlie, you know, started working and engaging himself in volleyball, and he's they call him the chairman of the board, the grandfather of beach volleyball, etc. He's not here anymore, but look at his work is here. Look at the legacy that he's left. Look at the ethic that he's left. Look at his impact on me, when he engaged me. It's everlasting. This is what we're talking about. And he was a person that was working through government. So we're very, very powerful in our partnerships. We're very, very powerful in what we do when we are engaging our community in what really they want, how they want parks and recreation to. They told us we make their life better, and we told them, how do we do that? And they told us, we do it this way, and this is how we engage them. So for
our
communities, it's to study it carefully.
I love it.
Study it carefully and then engage it.
If you want to, you know, live longer, they say laughter will not only allow you to live longer, but it increases intelligence. Well,
yes.
Parks and Recs increases intelligence. You live longer. You better sex life. Parks and Rec.
it's not what you're looking at. It's what you see. And this is the whole idea of innovation and exploration and exhilaration. Back in the early 80s, I wrote about it and then got published actually through Australian Parks and Recreation magazine. First picked it up, and I think it was 1990. Challenge, hope, and mastery. We are the exercisers of hope. We can change your mood. We can change your outlook by constructive engagement. You know, instead of stealing something, why don't you steal second base, man? We are constructive. We can flip it for you. And that is because we know the secret. And the secret is that all intelligent life plays. And play is a rehearsal of things to come that opens up windows to the soul, bringing in exhilaration, exploration, sense of achievement. The only things that are truly lost is loneliness and separation. What is truly gained is engagement. That's what recreation does and opens up possibilities. It's a mindset.
I love talking to you, Idris, because you always bring up, you always give me tools. And what a marvelous, short, simple, memorable tool. It's not what you're looking at. It's what you see.
Yes.
Okay, boys. Let's get to the fun stuff. All right. There's a lot of stuff coming up that we got to find out about. So,
Jack,
go ahead.
Let me do a station break.
Right. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're having a master class on the advantages of supporting your local parks and rec. And we're thrilled and honored to have Idris Alaboudi here with us to do that. And we're having a wonderful time. And if you'd like to call in and if you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. It's not what you hear, but it's what you heard.
No. It's not what you. What was it, Idris? It's not what you see. It's what you saw.
It's not what you're looking at. It's what you see.
It's not what you're looking
find,
at.
You can't
flip it. Yeah.
No, we got to find one for the radio. Yeah. But Jackie.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, let's go through it. So veterans, let's start with today, Veterans Day. What is going on in the city of Manhattan Beach for Veterans Day?
Well, it's a fantastic day. This is a day that honors our veterans and their families. We have to remember their families. And this date, of course, happens on 11-11-11. And this used to be, of course, if you look into the history of it, it used to be Armistice Day, and that's the end of World War One, and then it became Veterans Day to honor all veterans that served in all branches of the military, men and women, who have served the country and of course we honor their family also for what they have given us, and that is the liberty and the freedoms that, that we truly have. Today is Veterans Day. So like Joe was saying, you know, make sure that you know that this gentleman is a veteran, your neighbor, your dad, etc. Make sure that, that you go up to men and women and thank them very much for their service to our wonderful country.
Yes.
Veterans Day today, of course, Friday, November the 11th, 11 a.m. at the Veterans Monument, right here on Veterans Parkway here in the city of Manhattan Beach, that was dedicated as Veterans Parkway here, and this would be our 19th year. So I had the good pleasure of working with the city council and with their wonderful leadership here in the city of Manhattan Beach to work on creating the first Veterans Day 19 years ago. And here we are celebrating it today with members of our community. You're going to be hearing from our wonderful mayor, Tony DiRico. You're going to be hearing from our wonderful speakers. We have a full program for you. There's going to be the Hyperion Outfall Serenaders who are going to be serenading the community. Of course, I said the mayor is going to be there. There's going to be a presentation by our own color guard from our police department, and many of our police department members are veterans, and our fire department also, so make sure that you honor them. Then we have the MBMS school choir singing our national anthem. We have the Pledge of Allegiance by the Meadows Club also. We have speakers who are going to talk about the importance of Veterans Day and what they mean. And then we have a member of our military, Gilbert Roland, who's going to be talking also about Veterans Day. After the official big ceremony right at the Veterans Memorial, which actually, you know, a lot of people don't know, but we did have a competition here in the city of Manhattan Beach, not only to name the Veterans Parkway, but actually to have what kind of memorial should we have there. And this was back in the day. And I remember the coordinator working with me at that time was Mr. Jim Grudgeon, a wonderful man and a veteran himself. And we were thinking about, you know, with the city council and the Parks and Recreation Commission of how to engage the community. So we had this competition or this suggestion for the name and then a suggestion for the monument. And the winning design for the memorial was done by Ismail Medrano, or Ish Medrano, as we know him here in the city of Manhattan Beach. And he's a member of the Manhattan Beach employee family and still works here in the city of Manhattan Beach. And that is a design that he developed. And there's a story behind the design. I won't tell you. You have to show up and read the program, and maybe Ish will be there and you can engage with him directly.
So what time does this start today?
11:11:11.
11 o'clock. All right. So
yeah,
today, Veterans Day.
Yeah. After the celebration, we're going to have hospitality over at the Joslyn Center, where we're going to have a band that's going to be playing with live entertainment, the Rock Club, and it's not a secret, their memberships are veterans, so you're going to be entertained by veterans also playing some beautiful music over at the Joslyn Community Center. We're going to have a reception where you get to meet the speakers, talk to city councilmen, visit with your neighbors, representation also from different veterans group, and there's going to be hospitality, some food, but most of all, there's going to be some wonderful, wonderful entertainment. Don't miss out. Folks, it's not raining. It's Southern California. It's a beautiful day. Sun is out. So no doubt you need to be out there celebrating with our veterans right here in the heart of our community at the Veteran Monuments right across the street from our local post office downtown, right across the street from our wonderful Chamber of Commerce, from the Joslyn Center. The Joslyn Center is going to host the reception. Only steps away for you to be there and enjoy a wonderful day celebrating our veterans with our veterans.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Can I go on to the next one, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Except I do have an attribution.
Okay.
Henry David Thoreau, in his book Walden, this world is but a canvas to our imagination. And that in that book, he states, it's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
Yes.
Okay, now wonderful. You got it. Write it down so you remember it, okay? All right, Idris, next Wednesday night, what's happening?
Wow. Again, we have one of these wonderful, iconic events right now here in the city of Manhattan Beach. See, sometimes I feel like I'm a broken clock. I get it right twice a day. So I'm lucky that I've been here for quite a while. This is another event that I had the wonderful pleasure of working with the Downtown Business and Professional Association 29 years ago to work on creating this iconic right now event, which is called the Peer Lighting, the 27th annual Peer Lighting here in the city of Manhattan Beach. This is combined, of course, with the 22nd annual Holiday Open House. And the Downtown Business and Professional Association, Downtown Open House here in the city of Manhattan Beach. A program full of entertainment starting at around 4 o'clock. We have Santa's arrival at Metlox Plaza. We have the open house itself officially starting at 6 and going to 9 p.m., was that you'll get the best hospitality only here in the city of Manhattan Beach. You know, the best hospitality from our Downtown Business and Professional Association businesses participating, and we'll have carolers. There are reindeers. There are treats. There's cheer.
Did you say there's reindeers? Reindeers?
Yes, live reindeers.
Live reindeers.
Yes, folks, you heard it here. Idris Alabudi, Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And Santa's going to be there. And you can take pictures with your Santa. With Santa.
Wait a minute. Idris has got some serious connections if he can get reindeer here, all right?
Whoa. The Alabudi effect.
It's the Alabudi effect. I like
Alabudi
that.
Alabudi effect. He asks for reindeer, he gets them.
He gets them. I wonder if he has a runway for them.
Yeah. So the Hyperion Outfall Serenaders, of course, official band of the city of Manhattan Beach, are going to be playing starting at 4. We have this is a different event. But the Hyperions are going to be around the same event in the downtown. So you have, you know, a day full of activities at the Peer Lighting. We have at 5:50 the MBMS, Manhattan Beach Middle School Choir, performing on the stage at the Pier. Don't miss that. Do not miss that. Every year they show up and they make us, and they wow everybody. From 6:25 to 6:55, you have the Maricosta High School Choir performing. They're like angels, I'm telling you. You should, you know, just come down and listen. At 7 p.m., our mayor will light the pier, and that's when we flip that switch, and we're officially lighting the pier to kick off the wonderful holiday season here in the city of Manhattan Beach. At 7:05, Charlotte performs, and Charlotte Sabian is back. Wonderful performers is going to be performing. And then this is the second year, of course, for Charlotte. And then we have Rewind, who's going to take us really rock Manhattan Beach, starting at around 7:45 to 8:30. And they play, you know, some wonderful rock music. If you didn't hear them at the Earth Day, they're going to be down there, etc. So, I mean, it's just a day full of celebration. You get to walk around the city, meet your neighbors, have hot chocolate, enjoy the hospitality, step into the stores and see what they have done as far as what they're bringing in for the holidays. Be surprised. Support your local economy. Support your downtown business and professional association. Support every individual that has a store here. shop Manhattan Beach, but also rock Manhattan Beach on that night. Come out and celebrate.
Just so that people are listening, if you've never been to the Pier Lighting, it's amazing. The open house is amazing. It's old hometown night. You know, all the stores are open. You're going from place to place. You're running into neighbors and friends, and it is such a fun evening. It's such a fun evening.
Yeah.
And the same thing, they're also doing the window competition, the window decoration competition.
And we have our wonderful judges walking around to judge what are the best windows. And I mean, there's a lot going on.
The judges actually do there's a set of chosen judges. They actually do the judging. But even if you're not judging, go around and check out these windows, because they go all out. They go all out on these decorations, and it's amazing. So another fun aspect to the evening. Yeah.
Jackie, did you see the flower shop last year?
I did. What's it called? Not Growing Wild. Is it Growing Wild? I'm so sorry. I can't remember the name of it.
I have an excuse, Jackie. I'm old. I forget sometimes.
I'm not admitting to that yet. But, over the years, I mean, Manhattan Denim does a spectacular job every year. I think it's Growing Wild, but I'm not sure. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I can't remember. But, there are several stores that all the stores decorate, but they just go above and beyond, and it's really spectacular.
I just love these events. You see so many people out there enjoying themselves, young and old. All the smiles that we see is just unbelievable, and all right here in our beautiful downtown Manhattan Beach.
I have a feeling we're not going to get to everything right here, but let's just go through the crafts night and get to the fireworks real quickly.
All right. Crafts night. Yeah. 30th annual Family Holiday Crafts Night, taking place over at the Joslyn Community Center. Opens, doors open at 5 p.m. going to 8 p.m. This is on December the 10th. So come on down, enjoy the hot chocolates, hot cider, the goodies, etc., while listening to caroling and music. Be in the mood. Bring down the entire family, grandma, grandpa. The whole family can come down and really make some really neat arts and crafts. Take it home. Decorate the tree, decorate your neighbor's tree, decorate, it's unbelievable, wonderful community event.
I'm just thinking.
And it's fun for everybody.
I'm just thinking Idris's block must be really well decorated.
I'm all about Christmas, I'm telling you.
he's not just making ornaments for his tree. He's making ornaments for the neighbor's palm trees. I know.
It's magic. It's a magical season.
Is this a free event? Is it open to the public?
It's free and open to the public. And come down, and there's, our wonderful, David Ibarra, the supervisor of the rec program, leads this wonderful activity.
David is great. Hi, David.
Fantastic work. And then we have the wonderful staff from our rec program also that engage our children here in the city of Manhattan Beach and all kinds of fantastic recreational activities. This is a day that we set aside for the community to come together and decorate together and sit down and work and make all of these wonderful, and it's free. And we have hospitality, as I said, tea, coffee, hot cocoa, popcorn, and some other surprising, delicious cookies.
I just want to give a shout out.
I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay, all right. I just want to give a shout out to David Ibarra. David helped me put together my pumpkin racer last year. Because I was a novice. I was clueless. I didn't know what I was doing. I went over to the rec center. I think I went a couple of days before, or the day before or something, and he helped me put my axles and wheels on and everything. And we came in second. Joe and I came in second. There were only two of us in the race, but we did come in second. we were excited because it ran true. It ran straight. You know how a lot of the pumpkins veer off? Ours ran true and straight down the hill. Our competitor hadn't cheated, we would have won.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well,
anyway.
There's always the next race.
That's right. Okay, so let's get to the big event, one of the biggest events of the year, the holiday fireworks. You just tell us about that.
Wow, this is gigantor. Now, I just want to, give a shout out to the leadership of Manhattan Beach, but also I say sometimes our unsung heroes that really support all of the Parks and Recreation Department putting on these events. Definitely the community, but our 100% our sponsors, the businesses and the city of Manhattan Beach. And very importantly, our police department, our fire department, our public works department, our community development department, all of these folks come together in order to make these events not only, safe, clean, and green, but really, really, really run smoothly. So while we're partying and having fun, the police are guarding, making sure that everything is happening correctly as far as our safety and our security. Our fire department is out there to make sure that if something happens, God forbid, they're there to help that individual, et cetera. Our traffic engineers are involved, et cetera. So
thank you
to everybody.
Well, thank you to Chief Irvine and Espinoza, right? They're keeping everything on track. They're keeping us safe while we play.
Right.
Exactly. They set the stage, and we just act on it. This is an iconic event here in the city of Manhattan Beach, and that is the fireworks. This is the winner this year of the best of the best when it comes to Manhattan Beach events, etc. What can I tell you? It's a day of celebration. It's a wonderful event that brings the entire community together. A lot of families here in the city of Manhattan Beach plan their holidays around it, plan when their guests are coming to town. Because you know what? Instead of running off to the circus or to the event is coming to you. So 4 p.m., you got the Hyperion Outfall Serenader is going to be playing. We have the Skechers Snow Park till about 6:30 p.m. We have Santa floats with taking pictures with Santa. Holiday Bounce Park is also down at the parking lots at the pier. We have the Maricosta Jazz Band playing at 5 p.m. We have Joe's Band coming back for some holiday music at 7 p.m. Lights are dimmed, and we have one of the best fireworks shows you've ever seen, shooting off the historical pier here in the city of Manhattan Beach, an icon of our community in the South Bay. They shoot the fireworks off
in years past, according to certain publications, the best in the country.
The best in the country. That's right. Award-winning fireworks show.
I'm not going to argue with them because I think they got it right.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful fireworks. You get to see your neighbors there, and you get to hear the thousands of people say, "Ah, oh, ooh." you just look at the faces around you. Wow.
All right. Yeah. Listen, we only have 60 seconds here. Really quickly, if you've never been to this, bring your beach chair, bring your blanket. They shut down the streets for the fireworks. People sit. It's like a natural amphitheater, Manhattan Beach Boulevard. It's on a hill.
Right.
It looks right over the pier, but you got to get there early. I think they start closing the street off about 3 o'clock, right?
Right.
Get there
and
early.
It really depends. Listen to your police department because
they have
reason to close down the streets.
Yes.
And then when they say it's time, you can put down your blanket. Then follow their heed. They're there to serve you.
Yeah.
Idris El Aboudi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Very, very privileged and honored. It's a privilege and an honor to serve. I'm glad that I get to talk to you, and I'm glad that I work in this wonderful community. I'm truly blessed. And come out and see our Veterans Day today, 11-11-11 at the Veterans Monument, please.
There you go. Jackie, thank
yes.
you.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Have a
That's
great
our,
weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And don't protest, and please do not block the freeways. Absolutely. Don't do that. All right, everybody. Happy Veterans Day. Bye-bye now.